You're either ignorant, stupid, dumb, retarded, or you just live under a rock. If you do not know who we are the Richmond Hidden Gems. My name is Rad Radford, and across the street from me, across the table, whatever you want to call it, is none other than introduce yourself.
Pimp Daddy Payne.
Pimp Daddy Payne. Welcome to Smash Talk, where we talk about anything and everything under the sun, the moon, the stars, anything under the constellations, or whatever you think is under the sheets. We talk about it, and we get it underway. With the first thing underway...
What? What is happening right now?
If it flows, it goes, guys. If it flows,
it's under
goes.
The sheets? What the hell?
That was kind of epic, man.
Anyways.
What does that even mean?
I don't think he knows.
It just went, dude. So anyways, we are talking about underrated or overrated, and something that I think would definitely be a sort of like a cattle prong to your butt cheek right here would definitely be talking about the most overrated wrestlers, the most underrated wrestlers, the crappiest wrestlers anybody could ever think of, any promotion that we're going to throw out there, and it is going to be a blast. First one, I want to lay out on the table and just get right underway. Is EC3, what is your thoughts on that?
Okay, I know that you're going to disagree on this, and I don't know your views, Tony, but I am a huge EC3 fan. I believe EC3 is being way underutilized in the WWE. If you really look back on him in TNA, I really think he brought a life to TNA that hasn't been brought in a long time since Styles left. I really think that once he left, TNA, in my opinion, has been very dry, but TNA has always been a little bit dry to me. But I really think EC3, he can do it on the mic. His ring skills aren't the greatest, but I mean, that has a lot to do with it. But I mean, if you give that guy a mic, he's gonna sell that promo. He's gonna sell what he's saying, and that, in my opinion, when you're dealing with World Wrestling Entertainment, you give a guy a mic, you give him to prove himself, and you get a plus. Programming right there.
Okay. My thing is, I don't think EC3 should even have left TNA, because if you look at where TNA is right now in itself, is a lot better than where WWE is in itself.
You are out of your mind.
Okay. Here's why I say that. Because WWE throws in belts that don't even have any meaning to them anymore.
What's the Grand Championship?
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. So the Grand Championship is something that TNA, Impact, whatever it is. I call it TNA because it's TNA.
Okay.
TNA brought in the Grand Championship back in, I'm going to go around 2016. That's probably, I might be wrong on that, but 2016. To me, it's like a light heavyweight championship.
Okay.
It's like the Intercontinental Championship, in my opinion, of WWE. But it's just so dumb. How they did it in the first place, you had three rounds, okay? It's been so long. You had three rounds, and you wrestle it out. And judges pick who won that round, which is, in my opinion, trash. That's not how wrestling should be at all. It's not a contest. It's a wrestling match between two individuals, and you're telling a story.
Okay.
You look like you have something to say.
Okay.
I was going to say,
Okay. So the Grand Championship, and they had judges judge each round. Okay, let's throw out some trash that has been in WWE, and I'll even throw out. I'll throw out some underrated people through these last couple years in WWE. Okay, if you're going to use people like Braun Strowman,
trash.
If you're going to use people like Brock Lesnar repeatedly, who has wanted out since let's throw about 2017 in there, has wanted out for almost 2 to 3 years, and you're wanting to use the same exact people, but yet if you're TNA Impact Wrestling. Right now, you have the people like Johnny Mundo, you have Brian Cage, you have Sami Callihan. Yeah, that freaking too. I don't know what his name is now.
Yeah, wherever he goes, he's Johnny something.
Johnny Impact, Johnny Mundo, whatever you want to call him, John Morrison, Johnny Nitro, whatever. But here's my thing, is that they know how to use their actual wrestling roster and use it effectively more than sitting there saying, okay, let's get all 53 people on Monday Night Raw. Let's sit there and go out and say to the fans, okay, this is the U era. Okay, if I'm trying to have the U era and have the people's era, I would not be pushing Shane McMahon right now. That is definitely overrated.
You want to know my opinion on that?
Okay, because let's get this straight, too. He's not the greatest wrestler of all time. If we're going to throw the greatest wrestler of all time, okay, let's think about CM Punk.
Okay, question.
Okay.
6 months ago, did you like Shane McMahon?
No, I've never liked Shane McMahon.
Okay. Most people have liked Shane McMahon. I know I like Shane McMahon. But now everybody hates Shane McMahon. You know why? Because he's doing his job really good. Now that you hate Shane McMahon, if you like somebody from going to hate somebody, they're doing their job right. And that's wrestling. That's entertainment. I think it's a good and bad move to put the title on Shane. And this is where I'm going to go with it. Count me on this, but I think if Shane wins the title, he is a Grand Slam champion. I don't know how true that is.
Which
is trash. It's trash, but it gets heat, and that makes people hate him even more.
Well, here's my – okay, dude, okay.
And that's part of being a heel.
But here's my thing. If we're talking about overrated, underrated, Shane McMahon is overrated, and I'm going to bluntly say this too and just throw this right out the door, is I think right now in the era that WWE is in, when they came out in December and said, okay, this is about you guys and the fans and all this crap. Okay, you don't promote your son when you're trying to promote how much talent. Okay, dude, how much talent you have sitting on your roster right now. Let's throw out names. Okay, how big was Eric Young in TNA? Okay, how big was EC3 in TNA? Okay,
I thought EC3 was just overrated.
But I'm saying how big was he in TNA, not in WWE now. And WWE is very, 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 very underrated.
What do you say, TNA or EC3 is underrated?
EC3 is underrated.
Wait a minute.
In WWE right now. But here's why I say that.
Just said he was overrated.
Overrated, underrated, whatever the freaking heck I was trying to say.
I was like, wait a minute.
Okay, let's go back to this. Was he overrated in TNA?
No.
No. Is he overrated in WWE?
Absolutely not.
No, because, and I will say this, I will change my answer and go with this. Yeah, how many times do you see him a week?
About every week, but he's chasing that 24/7 title, which really was almost a good idea. It really was almost a good idea until it was not a good idea.
Dude, it's a horrible idea. How do you have a 24/7 champion? That right there in itself is the most overrated, ignorant, stupid, idiotic, dumb piece
Don't
of freaking
back,
trash garbage belt that a fifth grader could have made in kindergarten class.
The belt is the
and
worst
got
belt
held
I've ever
back.
Seen.
It's a big okay. You're sitting there telling me that you have a 24/7 championship, but yet R-Truth has held it every freaking day when it was a 24/7 championship. Okay, shouldn't people be pinning each other over and over and over and over and over and over, and over again? But yet you never see that. Because, okay, let's face it, R-Truth has it again and again and again and again and again and again and again.
He doesn't have it now.
He doesn't have it now. It's like Rockstar Spud or something stupid.
Drake Maverick, yeah.
He's
always going to be Rockstar Spud.
He's Rockstar Spud because he's freaking amazing as Rockstar Spud. He's trash as whatever his toe-legged foot name is. But but to me, it's stupid because it's like, okay, if we're talking about another person that is overrated, in my opinion, right now, and you could agree, disagree, is I'm going to throw two names out there that came to mind, is Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins.
This is the thing. I think Roman's that good, but they're pushing him too much. I really think would help Roman? I really think if you made Roman a heel, I really think people would start to – I think people want to see Roman as a heel. I know I would. I want to see John Cena as a heel, but that's never, ever, ever going to happen.
John Cena as a heel? Dude, he's never even there.
Exactly. But, I mean, I really think that I'm going to kind of change. I'm going to answer this one. Seth Rollins, I think he is, I wouldn't say he's overrated or underrated. I really think he's that damn good. He puts on good matches. Hold on a minute. You just said you didn't agree with it.
I said overrated or underrated, and I threw two names out at you.
Oh, okay. I thought you said that they're both overrated.
No.
Okay. Roman Reigns. How do I answer that one? Like, he's that good, but WWE was like, that's the guy, and just went with him.
So you think that he was a carbon copy image and replacement for John Cena?
I think they had him in mind. I think that he was really a strong
candidate.
Who is
it now?
Who is it now?
You can't even tell me who it is.
I don't know. I mean, really, there's not one. If I could go with anybody, in my opinion, that should be the name for it, but at the same time is on his way out in the next few years, is AJ Styles. AJ Styles really, I mean, I'm actually very glad that they did not EC3 him or Eric Young him. I really don't think he would have been all right with it. He would have done it. He would have already been gone by now. Already been gone.
I think, okay, if we're talking about Roman Reigns and going back to this, if we're talking about Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, I 110% agree with you on Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Is that fantastic of a wrestler? And he was like Tyler Black or something like that, an independent
wrestler?
Well,
the thing is WWE doesn't let about any of these people use creative control. It's like, hey, this is what's going to happen. You're going to do this. You're going to say that. And then you're going to come back.
Okay. Even like you're talking about that too, especially too. Like, and if you watch, I think it's John Moxley's interview he had on the Talk is Jericho podcast, he talked about specifically everything that they did to him in WWE with the creative process of that. Here's my thing, is that if they allow people to have creative thinking or creative access to do their own gimmicks and their own things, it would be 10 times better of a show. Exactly. And of a production, and there would be a lot more people that I would go, okay, you were overrated, and now you're actually that freaking good.
Yeah.
Okay, like example, let's do this one. Overrated, underrated, Bray Wyatt, Firefly Funhouse.
Oh, I love Bray Wyatt. I love Bray Wyatt. I don't know what they're going to do with him. I think they're building him up, so I would at least hope that they're going to make him a top guy. But we're dealing with the WWE here. We're dealing with, hey, we're going to build everybody top up, hey, and then you're going to lose to Rockstar Spud.
So we're dealing with trash.
Do what?
So we're dealing with trash.
Well, I don't know if I go as far as say WWE's trash. I think WWE needs to make a change. Okay. I really think that... I really think it's time. Okay, if you look at NXT.
NXT's way better.
Every single takeover they have brings the house down. You watch Super Showdown.
Super Showdown's trash.
And it's like, all right, Vince's product, Triple H's product.
Vince's product,
there's
a
giant, humongous difference. And I literally, ever since Showdown... It's not that I necessarily hate WWE now, but I'm not interested in watching it. Super Showdown was kind of like the, I don't want to say the last straw, Slooper Showdown. It was kind of like the last straw. I mean, it was just like, well, you know.
Okay.
I just wasted 4 hours, and it was stupid. It's the same stuff I've seen all the time.
Yep. Okay. Here's why I say this, is that they need to have less pay-per-views.
WWE?
Survivor Series. Elimination Chamber. WrestleMania. Let's throw in there. What else they got? SummerSlam.
Royal Rumble.
And Royal Rumble right there, 5.
Nah, nope. I think they should go with... If they do anything, they should go with 8.
Why 8?
I don't know. I think 6 is too much. I'm sorry. I think 6 is too little. I know the one thing I don't like about NXT is you have to wait sometimes, like... 2 months, 3 months for
but
a takeover.
That's the best part about it, though, is it builds it up.
But at the same time, true, but...
But here's my thing, though, is that if I'm sitting here watching wrestling, I don't want to watch, okay, here's a rivalry that started 2 weeks. Okay, now there is pay-per-view. Okay, now the rivalry's over. Okay, next. That's what WWE's been for the last six years. It's either that or it's this. It's either Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman. Trashed it. Or it's been consecutively, okay, Brock Lesnar's champion right now. Okay, oh my gosh, yeah, he goes off and sits there and trash talks and throws a belt at Vince McMahon behind scenes. Or he sits there and does something completely stupid. Okay, I'm going back to the UFC. Something stupid like that, that is like, why do I even watch this? When you talk about Super Showdown, what was off it for me is the fact of every match to me after watching AEW Double or Nothing completely was like, dude, I don't want to watch anything else from WWE because it's trash.
I don't know. I'm I still have high hopes for WWE. I really think WWE is in a funk.
It ain't in a funk, bro. It's because a 75-year-old man that needs to croak over.
Wow. All right.
No. It is. I'm going to face this, dude. Okay. If Triple H, let's ask this then. I will throw this out. Who is more overrated, Triple H or Vince McMahon, in a manager role?
Ah, man, Vince McMahon's the shit. Vince McMahon, really.
You really think Vince McMahon is that good?
But I really think that his time is over.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for.
Right now, I think Vince McMahon is 75.
Okay.
He's got that. I mean, I don't want to say that he's got that 75-year-old mentality, but he's a 75-year-old man that's trying to put on shows that
are the same freaking thing.
Yeah, I mean, it.
Trash.
I think Vince McMahon is the biggest figure in wrestling history. When you think of wrestling, you think of Vince McMahon. Obviously, it's not, might not be the first person to come to mind, but I mean, you think of Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon is wrestling. I think Triple H. He's proved it in NXT that he can put on a great show.
Triple H, right?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Triple H can put on a great show. And I think it's just time to pass the torch. That's my personal opinion. Not some people are going to disagree with that, and that's fine. You don't have to agree with me. WWE, they need to start just tearing that thing up from the inside out and just put on a new product.
Okay, define putting on a new product.
You know what? This sounds crazy, but stop for a minute. Not like a year or anything, but stop for a minute and just be like, all right, our product, I think they have the lowest ratings in Raw history.
Yeah.
Okay, when you hit the lowest ratings in Raw history consecutively, it's time to put a stop and make a change.
Okay.
So be like, hey, you know, this is going to be the first Monday without a Raw for a while. We're going to come back. The whole slate of the last 6 months, year is just start again. And that might be bad. That might be good. But I really think WWE is afraid to bring back the Attitude Era because they've hit that PG era and they've hit kids. And then they're...
I think they would gain more people if they brought it back, though.
Okay, AEW?
AEW is freaking off the rock, dude.
It was TV-14.
Yes, and it was brilliant. I loved it.
I loved it. PG, whenever, if a guy comes out and says, hey, I'm going to kick your butt, it's like, all right, well, that's lame. But if a guy comes out and says, hey, I'm going to kick your ass, it just has that more of a real
oomph to it.
If in a real fight, you really think I'm gonna be like, dude, I'm kicking your butt.
I'm going to kick your tush.
You're going to laugh at me.
I'm going to kick your booty, buddy.
Exactly. Like,
bend over, but I'm gonna kick your booty. won that one, didn't you?
Bend over and spank your little bottom.
You definitely won right there. Oh my gosh.
No, but for real.
If you ever said that to me, I'd probably run.
All right.
I think we all run, actually.
I can't. Anyway.
yes.
I would just, not run. So anyway. No, man, I really think that WWE really needs to evaluate. And, okay, back about 20 minutes ago, you said TNA.
Oh, no, this is going to get brought up.
TNA, hold on.
I threw that in there on purpose, dude. Okay.
TNA is better than WWE.
Have you been to a TNA live show?
Okay. One live show doesn't determine TNA is better than WWE.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
When was the last time you watched Monday Night Raw and didn't turn it off after the first hour or second hour?
Probably Wednesday. Wednesday. No, probably like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Okay, what happened?
I don't know. I don't remember. Honestly.
You don't even remember. I could still sit here and tell you 3 months ago what happened at a TNA event.
Because you're at that event. I could tell you what happened at the event that I went to when I was 10. Kane set Jim Ross on fire. Mm-hmm. You remember
that? Okay, that was actually pretty good. Okay. But no, even
because
with
you
that,
were there to spread this.
But, okay, here's what I'm getting at is that I think, in my opinion, indie promotions, which actually, by the way, shout out to RCCW, which has a live event tomorrow.
Yeah, they're great.
Anyways, by the way,
shameless plug.
Anyways, Rose City Championship Wrestling, by the way, if you don't miss it, and unless you got nothing else to do, which you probably don't in Richmond, Indiana tomorrow, come join the best wrestling in Richmond, Indiana, Rose City Championship Wrestling. Anyways, so back to what I was talking about. So I think, in my opinion, indie promotions and indie wrestling is a lot more fast-paced than WWE is. I get that they are on a time frame on commercials and all that other crap. But in my opinion, I do think right now, in my opinion, is that independent wrestling is a lot more underrated than WWE. And I think WWE right now is overrated and has been overrated for a long time.
WWE is where it's at because it's been on cable TV for the past, 25 years? 26
years? It's like watching a soap opera.
I mean, really think about it. I mean, back in the day, you didn't have YouTube. All you had was cable TV.
Okay.
Or you could go to a local wrestling event. So indie wrestling wasn't near what it was. So whenever people watch wrestling, hey, we're going to put on that WWF, we're going to put on that WCW, and we're going to watch. That was my.
It's like freaking hillbillies in the bayou of West Virginia right there.
Yeah, that was very, wow, that was very.
That's specific. Yeah, my family sounds like that's why.
Okay. It's like, already, that was very specific. No, and you didn't really hear about these indie events. So now that, the world is evolving, the world is changing, you've got YouTube, you've got Fight Network, you've got more indie events, you've got social media to promote those events. Mm-hmm. So indie wrestling is going to get more of a more publicity. You're going to see indie wrestling more. You're going to be able to see indie wrestling pretty much anywhere you want, anytime you want, anywhere you want. So that's why indie wrestling is coming up. I think indie wrestling's always been good. I mean, but at the same time, that's why WWE has been where it is for so long, because nobody really knew that anything else was out there other than WWE and WCW, and then eventually just WWE.
Tony, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I definitely agree. Like back before, the times of social media and stuff, a lot of people wouldn't even know that, independent wrestling was a thing.
Yeah.
Like there was no good way to advertise other than, putting a flyer up at your local cigarette shop or something like that, yeah. And like Trevor was saying, there's quite a few around here.
Mm-hmm.
Like RCCW is probably the biggest thing in Richmond right now.
Shameless plug again.
Yeah, well. But as far as independent wrestling goes, especially even in this area, you've got all these other feds. We've got a few over in Ohio within, an hour and a half drive. But at the same time, these guys are, renting a store in a strip mall and throwing a low boy ring in it and being like, okay, yeah, we're hosting shows, which is cool. It's a really, really close atmosphere. You're right up there close and personal with everything that's going on. But RCCW's kind of hit that next level.
Mm-hmm.
There, you're sitting in a big gymnasium with a 16-foot ring in front of you. There's a couple hundred people around that ring, and they're paying people like Teddy Long and Carlito, Hornswoggle. They're paying to have these bigger names come in that have left WWE to go back to the independents.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you wonder why.
Exactly. And like this show, we're bringing in Tracy Smothers.
Yeah, seen that. Yeah.
Like the man's, I don't even know how old he is at this point. He's not that old.
Yeah, close enough.
But he's still wrestling.
Yeah.
To this day. Like
Bushwhacker Luke is still wrestling.
Yeah.
I thought that was crazy.
And it's just crazy to think about. Shane Douglas, we brought him in a couple weeks ago, or a couple months ago,
mm-hmm.
and he still looks like he's never left.
Right, yeah.
He's still like a freaking roided out monster. But he's obviously
takes it, dude.
I mean, he's not, but at the same time,
yeah,
he's still pretty buff for his age.
Yeah. That's my view on it, man. I think people are starting to realize there's more wrestling out there than WWE. And people are putting on more of a PG-14
Yeah.
Exactly.
And WWE needs to evolve or die.
Okay, if you think about this, let's bring this up, then let's bring up this topic. Is that if we bring up, and we'll just jump straight down to like our eighth topic here. If you talk about dying breeds,
right?
If I were to bring up people that were in WWE, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I remember this match, like Evan Bourne versus Randy Orton, and now he's like Matt Sydal. Mm-hmm. If you bring up matches like that where Randy Orton RKOs him in the freaking air,
yep.
That's like, holy freaking crap. He was doing a shooting star press in the middle, in the freaking middle of the air, and gets RKO'd as coming down. You remember crap like that.
Exactly.
And like, okay, if we're talking about this,
Shawn Michaels super kicking Shelton Benjamin
in the freaking air. Yeah. Then he did it to Rey Mysterio. Or then you remember Randy Orton RKOing Seth Rollins off of a curb stomp, picking him up in with his neck off the air and RKOing him in the air.
That wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago. You remember crap like that. And like that, like that's what I think is that WWE needs and that fans need today is that's what independent wrestling is searching for. Is like, hey, okay, you're tired of seeing the same crap repeatedly. Let's bring something back and bring something different and bring something new that grabs their attention.
Yeah.
Like we talked about, that grabs their attention, that is just enough to stand out of the 39 other promotions. And you see that one is like, holy crap, they got something that these other promotions don't. You bring back Dustin Rhodes. You bring back Dustin Rhodes versus Cody Rhodes and the bloodbath that was going on. Holy freaking crap. That had to be one of the best matches I've seen in a freaking long time.
And this is where AEW is going to succeed, is because they're taking advantage of WWE's downfall. Because everybody sees PG. Here soon, you're going to tune into TNT. I believe it's TNT.
Yeah.
I think you're going to tune into TNT, and you're going to see this edgy wrestling like it was back in the 90s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people are going to go, oh, damn, this is some good stuff right here. And WWE is going to be left with their thumb in their ass saying, I'm going to kick your butt. That's what's going to happen. It's one of them things. Yeah. And it's going to be one of the things. Can you compete? Can you not? I don't know about you, but it comes down to, I'm going to kick your butt. I'm going to kick your ass. People are going to be like, oh, I like the ass better. That sounds weird, but you know what I'm saying?
Most people do.
Yeah, but, exactly. You know. Yeah. But you know what I mean? That's what's going to happen here. That's what's going to happen here.
Well, no, even you're talking about this, too. I think, honestly, you know, if we're talking about this, do I like TNA? I like TNA.
I think TNA is...
It's evolving itself in a different way.
I don't know, man.
I will admit this. When it was like Ric Flair, Booker T, Sting, Scott Hall, when it was freaking Kurt Angle, Sting.
Kurt Angle came in. That's when everyone was like, oh, damn. Okay.
When it was freaking AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Eric Young, when it was Bobby Roode, when it was James Storm. When it was like that, you had a lot bigger sold-out rings and sold-out arenas, and you're like, holy crap. They're bringing in big people that WWE's like, okay, you guys are trash and we're done with you. Rather than now, it's like, okay, now you're bringing in people of today who are like Brian Cage.
Brian Cage is excellent.
Brian Cage is a freaking monster, dude.
The closest thing, in my opinion, to Brock Lesnar since Brock Lesnar. I really think he's just a freak.
Even meeting him in person had to be probably one of the biggest freaking people I've seen in my life.
Right.
Because it's like, holy crap, you're good, and you just sat there and showed you're good. Now, here's my thing. Why has WWE not picked him up? And why does WWE not go out for big-name people? Is because why? Because they want to have the freedom. Think about this.
WWE, let's just think. You named all those wrestlers from TNA. Okay. AJ Styles, WWE.
Okay.
Samoa Joe, WWE. Bobby Roode, WWE.
Okay, where's Eric Bobby Roode at?
Okay, this is what I'm going to say. Eric Young, WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Who else am I missing from? EC3, WWE. How many of them people are relevant right now in the WWE right now?
I don't know. I quit watching.
Exactly. One. Two. Samoa Joe is just, in my opinion, just barely hanging on.
Samoa Joe's barely hanging on because he has a United States Championship.
Exactly. But where was Samoa Joe before his United States Championship?
Irrelevant, except on NXT.
And that proves again, NXT.
NXT is the updated, better version of WWE and what it needs to be today.
That's what they're going to have to bring an NXT to WWE to compete. They're going to have to bring it, and they're going to have to make it a little bit more PG-14 and give – okay, AEW, you have your – for the most part, your creative rights. Jon Moxley, Dean Ambrose came in
– holy freaking crap, that was good.
Came in and blew the fucking wrestling – excuse my – the wrestling world up. Just blew it up because he came back and he's like, hey, this is me. I'm no longer Dean Ambrose. You're going to see a complete different me. And he's edgy. He's – in your face, and that's kind of how Dean Ambrose was before, but he took it up about 2 or 3 notches.
More like 9.
Yeah, he's revamped himself, and that's what he should have been all along.
Well, here's my thing too. I think that he should have been that all along, but like he even said himself, he had no creative ability. Mm-hmm. But now if you look at him, his promo that he did himself,
yeah,
holy freaking crap.
Oh yeah.
And then it's the end of it, puts freaking 2 dice on there, what stood for the 25th, which was the date of Double or Nothing, comes out and freaking trashes Kenny Omega, who is arguably one of the best wrestlers in the independent wrestling scene right now, mm-hmm. trashes him and freaking throws him off these freaking chips, and is like, I'm freaking here and I own it. Yeah. That had to be the biggest smack in WWE's face right there, because one... you had to have known that he was out the door. Another one, just like if you go back and watch Ty Dillinger's interview that he had, he's like, no, they knew I was out the door. That's what gets me about wrestling today is the fact that, like, if you want to keep your people, that's one thing that they said, too, is very popular, is that make sure you know how to use them and respect them and actually communicate with them.
Yeah.
Don't shove stuff down their throat.
Exactly.
And be like, okay, well, you're going to be this now, and you're going to be a clown. Or Justin Gabriel, you're going to be a bunny for Adam Rose, and you're going to become irrelevant, and then you're going to sit there and just fall off the face of the earth.
Exactly.
It's like, no,
EC3, it's funny that we've been talking about EC3 a lot, but he just put a post out. I don't know exactly what it said, but pretty much saying that he's depressed.
I would be too if I were there.
I don't know if anybody's seen that or seen anything on that mm-hmm. about being underused, and I don't blame him. He came back to WWE through NXT, and he was probably promised all these things. And NXT, he wasn't necessarily a top guy, but he was relevant-ish.
Yeah.
And then WWE brought him in, and they were promoting him like he was going to be like the next bigger thing in WWE. And he came out and he faced somebody and just like completely like won the match by like a lot. Basically, he just destroyed a jobber. Then he goes out, beats Dean Ambrose, and then like that next week, everything changed. Dean Ambrose was on his way out, which in my opinion, if somebody's on their way out,
let them go off the bank.
You take the person who is trying to make a name and you boost that name. Yeah. I mean, you don't boost a name for somebody who's leaving. That's stupid. In my opinion, if they knew Jon Moxley, Dean Ambrose was leaving, you, in my opinion, as a business standpoint, WWE should have made his name, you lose to him, you lose to him, you lose to him, you lose to him. Because, I mean, not only does that help the superstars are staying, it will tarnish the name of Dean Ambrose that is going to the next promotion a little bit more. It's not going to do much. He's Dean Ambrose. Yeah. But it helps. It doesn't help, like, them at all.
Okay. Even this, too. If you look at Chris Jericho... look how big Chris Jericho got the minute he left like that.
Yeah, Chris Jericho was already big.
He's been big, dude, almost
signed with TNA, and
if he was signed with TNA, I would have cried.
I don't know if that would have put them more on the map, but I mean that would have definitely made people go, oh shit, Chris Jericho's on TNA. We got to go check this out.
Right.
Exactly. But right now, who's on TNA? Rob Van Dam came back. Rob Van Dam looks old. Like he's still wrestling. Like he's young, yeah. But he's...
Rob Van Dam's back?
Oh, yeah. I thought you liked TNA.
I know.
TNA's a better product.
Because he came back with Sabu. All
right. So...
I just drew you off. Well, no, here's my thing, too. Let's jump to this, too. Let's cut the whole entire AEW-WWE thing. If we're talking about independent wrestling, what are your top 5 things that you like and don't like from any wrestling promotion, any indie wrestling promotion right now? Shoot.
Do what?
What are your top five things of any wrestling promotion, indie promotion, that you like right now and that you dislike right now, that you think that, okay, I like this and I don't like this, how can I involve this in like what I'm doing in wrestling? Because you do wrestle yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you feel that you like about, for example, like RCCW or whatever other promotion you can think of?
I mean, there's I can't really get into RCCW too much because that's kind of a bias opinion on that one, because I do, you know, do all their production and stuff like that, and obviously work for them a little bit more. And I work with mostly like the local independents. There's a few of them that are doing it right. I mean, they're bringing in the more, you know, they're bringing in the Smart Mark card. They're bringing in the guys that people know about, you know, to bring in the extra crowd on top of what they bring in with their local guys, mm-hmm. which is what you need to do.
Okay.
But then at the same time, like I said, there's a few feds that they do the whole, you know, we're gonna set up a low boy ring at this random location. A couple of them have a regular location that they stay set up at, but and then they've got these guys that haven't really gotten the actual training, you know, they're yardies or whatever you want to call them. But at the same time, you got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
I can't really give you a top five.
Okay, top five about RCCW right now.
Top five what?
Top five things that you like about RCCW right now. If you were trying to give a sales pitch to a fan right now on why they should like RCCW and why should they attend tomorrow. By the way, that's at 7:15 p.m., by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So, just letting you know, it's $10 at the door. So, anyways, and we got a wrestler right here, and also two ring announcer, by the way. So,
yeah.
Anyways, and some fans.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
I'm just going to be the fat guy in stands eating Doritos.
Yeah, the fat guy. The fat guy in the back eating nachos.
Yeah, yeah. We need one of those.
You're going to be the one that somebody bumps into and gets all the nacho cheese all over him. It's like, yeah. Maybe,
oh! I just look at him and be like, sorry.
But, okay.
What does RCCW bring to the table that any other promotion around here doesn't?
Well, for one, our production. Okay. And not to toot my own horn, but I have worked...
Technically, he is, like, tooting it right now.
I'm tooting my own horn, but I'm not trying to. I mean, but our, like, the production that I put on, you know, the lights, the sound, everything.
Okay.
There's not very... There's really no other promotion around here. We had CCW in Indianapolis that was huge. And then, of course, we've got, obviously, like, Rockstar Pro and over in Ohio and stuff like that. But as far as small, you know, single-person-owned wrestling federations in this area,
uh-huh.
there's nobody else that has a production like RCCW.
Okay.
There's also not very many people around that are bringing in, like, the WWE legends and stuff like that like we are. Like I said, I will give props to, I don't, you guys might not have ever heard of him, a guy named Rob Kincaid. He was a really big name independent around here. He ran a promotion out of Indianapolis called Circle City Wrestling. It was an NWA sanctioned wrestling federation.
Okay.
But he actually passed away here a couple months ago. He had a accident and... but he was, you know, he was bringing in even bigger names than we are now. He was bringing in Rikishi, Scotty Too Hotty, you know,
nice.
Big names. Right. And we kind of started getting that same idea, but we didn't have the funding that he did.
Okay.
So that's what we're trying to do now is bring in some of the people that you're going to recognize, like Tracy Smothers and Carlito and Hornswoggle and, you know, all those guys. Give you guys something more to see other than, you know, these guys that have been wrestling in Richmond for 15 years.
Okay.
I would, another big thing that a lot of people don't realize we have is we have a legitimate monster on our roster.
Demetrius Prince.
His name is Titan Chambers.
Oh, really?
Titan Chambers.
And that's...
Oh, is it? Oh, okay, my bad, yeah.
But he is a 7'3", 300-plus pound man, and he is built like a shit brick house.
Did you guys He's get came that? In, he, a freaking brick house, man.
He's came into my store, and I'm like, wow, that's yeah. a big guy.
Yeah, and you want to know something miraculous? That man can do a moonsault.
No.
Yes. He does it in the ring. Scariest thing to be on the other side of, though.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
7 foot man, dude.
7 foot, 300 plus pounds doing a moonsault.
Freaking moonsault.
He is.
I would crap before he landed.
But he, and see, here's the thing. There's a lot of guys that have that kind of talent in our roster. There's a lot of really good talent that, you know, they can go other places.
Okay, so define how you guys' like contracts work. Because I think we've only been to like one.
We've been to one.
We've only been to one.
I mean, I can't obviously get into a lot of detail.
Right.
But we do, like, a lot of the guys that are is working for RCCW right now, the local guys are, you know, they've been around for the longevity of the company. Mm-hmm. You know, they were there when Dave got it all started way before I came into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dave's been running for like 19 years or some shit. I can't even remember. But, you know, and a lot of those guys are like, you know, this is where we got our start. So we're going to keep supporting. But at the same time, Dave also, you know, will give them some money. You know, there's an agreement beforehand on what's going on. Usually there's some work involved other than just the wrestling. You have to, you know, help set up the ring, which is that's a big thing. For anybody that wants to get into the wrestling world, that's something that you need to fucking do because it pisses me off when people don't.
Right.
Sorry about the language, but trigger. triggered.
Shoot the freaking ring.
Yeah. It.
You're fired.
It gets to be an issue sometimes. But that's, I mean, that's really as far as I can go as far as talking about that whole situation.
Right.
But, okay, so this is, because I want to keep picking your brain here while we have a chance to, since we're in Richmond and everything and all this stuff. So, tomorrow's event, what do you think is going to pull the people in? What without giving matches away or nothing like that, because I don't even know what matches are going on tomorrow actually either. So, what do you think is consistently pulling in your fans about your personal wrestlers that are from Richmond themselves?
I mean, okay, since you said it, because I was going to bring up Tracy, but that's, you know, a whole nother thing, and it's in and of itself. I mean, we have a lot of, like I said, we've got a lot of wrestlers that have been wrestling in this area for a long time.
Uh-huh.
So anybody that's been to the shows knows our wrestlers.
Okay.
Caden Cross, myself, Titan Chambers. And I'm telling you what, I have never seen somebody that is, you know, he can heal it up as much as he wants in that ring. They don't care. I have seen little kids go up and cling to his legs after he told their mom she should have swallowed.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Like, to that point. I'm like, really?
And they still hug
him? And they still. I mean, obviously he, you know, he's like, why? Go away. I don't want you around me. Because he's kind of an asshole, but, you know. I mean, we went to Middletown and he, like, lost a match and got mad and threw me into a stage monitor, like, at speaker sitting over there.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he picked me up and threw me.
into a stage monitor.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens.
Holy crap, dude.
But, I mean, like I said, in FLS, that's another big one. He's actually on the flyer, I do believe. Matt Vengeance, Chris Morgan, the Shamrock Saints, those are two guys that you need to watch out for. The The Shamrock Saints are amazing. Like, they are, they're brothers. It's Riley and Ryan O'Brien. They're phenomenal workers, phenomenal wrestlers. They work really well together. They've been wrestling together for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Got that chemistry together.
Yeah. Gosh, who else? Eric Thorne is another big one. He's actually, not to give anything away, but he's going to be working Titan Chambers. And he is just as scary. He's not as tall, but he's got arms the size of your torso. But he's a big dude.
Freaking torso, son.
He's a big dude. Yeah. I mean, we've got a couple. We've got a big thing planned for the Ungrounded division. For those of you who don't know, the studio actually sponsors a division of RCCW.
That I did not know.
Yes.
Yep.
So what are your divisions? That's my question.
We have the heavyweight, Ungrounded, Indiana, and then the tag team. So we have four.
Four. Okay, who's your champions right now?
Heavyweight champion is Kevin Nero, which he's awesome too, but I don't think he's going to be here this week. I don't think he has a match this tomorrow.
Okay.
Ungrounded champion is actually one of my faction members. His name's Nate Flames.
Mm-hmm.
The Indiana champion is escaping me right now.
Brad Radford.
I want to say it's Matt Vengeance.
Richmond Ted and Jim.
Which Matt Vengeance is basically anybody that's on our roster right now is going to give you a hell of a show. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to give you a hell of a match.
Right.
And our tag champions, actually, I think it's Morgan and Vengeance. I do believe.
So, how many titles does Vengeance have?
I think he's got two right now. I think he's got the tag champions and the Indiana title.
Shoot, son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's better than me on a hot summer's day drinking Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Sure.
I'd say so, I guess.
But there's a lot of, I mean, and there's a lot of stuff that you guys are going to see because the ungrounded match is going to be Nate Flames versus a guy named Johnny H. He was actually the first one to ever win the title, aside from someone we don't ever talk about because I don't like talking about him.
Right.
But, yeah. So come tomorrow and find out what the hell I'm talking about.
All right. Yeah, I'll definitely be there.
I'll definitely freaking be there.
And Rad Radford is going to be there.
Rad freaking Radford, baby.
He's going to tear down the house.
Yeah, the hottest thing alive.
All right, so I've got something that, Tony, I don't know your views on, but
boy.
This might be the most controversial thing that's going to be said tonight. We're going to go back to overrated and underrated.
Okay.
Tony, what is your view on Ric Flair? Overrated or underrated?
God, you're going to put me on the spot.
He's going to get me mad. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I probably am.
Oh.
I have very mixed feelings about Ric Flair. Okay? His skills as far as actually working in the ring?
No. Nope.
No. I'm
sorry.
Absolutely
not.
I know that's probably what's got you mad right now.
I mean, think about it.
I'll let you finish.
But at the same time,
the legend of Ric Flair.
His charisma is almost unmatched at this point.
Exactly. And I think that's what got him to
exactly.
Ric Flair,
His wrestling capability is not what got him where he
is. I will say this, and I'm a Ric Flair, and I will say this. Ric Flair is probably one of my top five wrestling people. I'm not going to lie to you. At WrestleMania 24, I cried like a little kid when he retired. Mm-hmm. Not going to lie to you.
Well, you were a little kid.
But yeah, I was only 11. But anyway, just in puberty right there, guys. But anyways, still trying
probably
to get
why
that.
You're crying.
Yeah, but anyways, no, okay. Did he suck as a wrestler? Holy freaking crap, yes. Here's why. He only had a Ric Flair chop, a figure four leg lock, and I cannot tell you anything else that he did because I couldn't remember half the things he did. Because...
Woo!
And then he would always have his limousine riding, jet flying, wheeling, dealing, kissing, stealing, son of a gun, and give me two claps for these alligators and give me a... Woo. Anyways. My thing was...
I didn't process that quick enough, sorry.
You're okay, buddy. But anyways, no. So, like, my thing was is that he was definitely a lot of hype. He was definitely a lot of push. And, my question is, and I'm actually asking this, even though I'm a fan of him, why do you think they pushed him? Him as that character, as that person, as that 16-time champ. Like, don't get me wrong. To be a 16-time champ is great, but I will agree with you this, and you said this the other day. I do think that they put it on him a lot, but why him, though?
Okay, I'm not really the person to be answering this question because back until about 1993, I couldn't tell you wrestling, you know, wrestling history very well. So whenever we talk about Ric Flair, one thing that I think got him to where he is – like you said, is charisma. I think that where...
I love this mic stand.
Right? I think one thing that got him to where he is he was good on the mic. Arguably, maybe, one of the greatest of all time. So when you... At that point, you were getting more into character. Because there was a point to where there was not really... No, it was a guy wrestling another guy, and there was really...
Yeah,
so... I really think when you brought Ric Flair's charisma, his attitude, his view, his woo, you know, like,
yeah.
It was different and it set him apart. But like me and Tony just said, his wrestling skills, horrendous, horrendous.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and there's somebody else that I will mention the same thing about, but going back to the Ric Flair thing, you know, It not only was he very charismatic, but he was so over the top about everything.
Exactly.
Which I think made him that over the top, like, dude, that's, that's him.
Mm-hmm. Like, whenever he'd take a bad hit and he'd bump, he wouldn't just bump. He was a damn fish.
Yeah.
He would sit there, he would back bump. You know, smack himself in the head, you know, he'd go nuts.
Right.
He wouldn't just, you know, oh, you hit me. No, he was, you know, acting like he was really flipping out because he got hurt.
Right.
He sold it.
He sold it so much better
yeah.
than a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this one. I'm going to jump straight to this because I know I'm going to pick at this one. Kurt Angle.
Oh, boy.
I knew that'd get you. Overrated or underrated? I'm going to let you answer first because I know how to pick at him to get the answers that I'm looking for.
No, because I'm curious because he looks very...
Kurt Angle is one of the greatest of all time.
Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin is one of the worst of all time. No.
Corbin versus Kurt Angle match.
Man, I get it from a business standpoint. I get it, but at the same time, there should have never been a Kurt Angle-Baron Corbin match. They should have done... John Cena didn't even have a match at WrestleMania. And that's what threw me off. I'm over here, you know, like, all right, yeah, John Cena's going to come in anytime. John Cena's coming in anytime. There's no match. He ain't got no match. He's John freaking Cena. Mm-hmm. He's John freaking Cena at WrestleMania.
Well, and that goes back to what I was saying earlier about comments that I could make on someone else.
Uh-huh.
Bring it up.
I actually have a buddy of mine that actually is – wrestled, helped start RCCW here in town, that has worked with John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Back way before WWE, back before anybody knew who the hell he was.
Uh-huh. Back when he was Prototype?
Yeah. Yep. But I still am not the biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, he's one of those guys that's very charismatic. He's, you know, he knows how to get the fans on his side, and that's why he will never be a heel.
Exactly.
But at the same time, he has a lot more skills than Ric Flair.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he's as overrated as Ric Flair. I think John Cena,
I want to say overrated, but at the same time, I don't. Because he really has put on some five-star matches.
He's put on
him and AJ Styles still to this day. Every single match they've had has been, in my opinion, the best match that WWE has had on the last 4 years.
Okay, I agree.
I think that was gold. You had generation, two different worlds collide. It was genius, and it was perfect. I think they may have done it too soon, personally, because AJ Styles came in 2 months he was facing John Cena. They should have saved that for a WrestleMania and then went on with the storyline. That's my opinion, though. Take it or leave it, but. No, I think John Cena, I personally liked him back when he was Dr. Thugonomics.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That was the best John Cena, in my opinion. Then he turned into, he slowly phased out of that to a more...
Fruity Pebbles?
No, well, yeah, whatever, but more of a mature...
Fruity Pebbles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More of a mature version of it, which really wasn't even him. Mm-hmm.
I think, honestly, is that I'll say this. When I started watching wrestling with, like, John Cena, like, 2008 was when I first started watching it. When it was, like, Hustle, Loyalty, Respect with the freaking, like, dog on the front of it with the camo stuff going around his shirt and the hat still he had. And he had the camo shorts on all the time, like, facing Umaga and Triple H and Randy Orton. The Randy Orton or John Cena matches back in, like, 2008, 2009, 2007, 2006-ish. Holy freaking crap.
Mm-hmm.
Because their matches, like, I'm like, dude, I'm digging what is being put on TV right now. But when it got to, like, John Cena now, when it's like, oh, I'm The Rock and trip when I want to one time a year, or, okay, you know, I show up and do what I want when I want to do it and leave.
I'll show up and play the guitar.
Yeah, I'll show up. Right. Yeah, it's like, dude, I don't care to see that.
Exactly.
You know, and my thing is, too, especially, too, okay, like, for example, at Super Showdown, Randy Orton versus... Triple H. I don't care to see that. It's already happened 1,500 times.
It was the best match of the card,
but
though.
But it was, yeah, it was a fantastic match, though, because they already worked each other how many consecutive times, though?
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I mean, and if we're going back to, like, the overrated, underrated topic, too, John Cena, to me, he was, I don't know. I mean, to me, I think that he's never been underrated. I don't think he's ever been overrated. I think he has his own thing where it's like, okay, you're like Seth Rollins, like we mentioned earlier. Tori's good. If we're going back to Ric Flair, yeah, his dude had the most horrible wrestling style I've ever seen in my life.
But one thing, like, he was different.
Yeah, he is different. Yeah.
That's why.
But he was like Eric Young and could sell the crap out of a punch or sell the crap out of a kick or something like that. But, okay, and just like you said, too, with Kurt Angle. My thing is, okay, was he great back in his prime? Yeah. Was he great back in TNA? Frick yeah, dude, because for the longest time, him and AJ Styles matches had you glued to the TV. Okay, he gets back from TNA into WWE.
If you're going to base Kurt Angle's career,
what did Kurt Angle
in
do
his
when he got
40s?
Back?
He's 40. You expect him to do backflips off of a cage?
Undertaker.
Do you expect...
What's
backflip? When did Undertaker ever do a backflip off
a
cage?
No, I'm not saying Undertaker never did a backflip.
Undertaker is like a freak of nature at this point, man.
Yeah, he
like,
really
there's
is.
There's no reason he should still be in the
ring.
Exactly.
No, he
still
should be retired
is.
By now.
He really should. And he's just kind of... I don't know. He's still... I don't want to say he still got it. He's still the Undertaker. But...
Exactly.
But...
It's the name,
when it's time... It's time.
Yeah.
My thing for him, it should have been time back when Brock Lesnar beat him.
I think that was still a little too soon.
Yeah.
I don't even know if his last match should have been him getting beat at WrestleMania.
No. I think he should have went out on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think not on his face because that would have been losing. I think he should have went out.
Right. Yeah.
With
I know what you
that
meant.
Last
yeah.
win.
Exactly.
And
made it like Brock Lesnar now facing Undertaker. Make it look like, oh man, he's gonna lose, and then him beat him, and then he rides off to the sunset.
Yeah, I miss American Badass.
Right. I'm waiting. Before he retires, he's got to do it one more time.
He's gonna pull it out
one
more
time. I thought actually that would show up at WrestleMania. I really was like, okay, Undertaker's gonna come out as the American Badass, and everyone's gonna be like flipping their lids. But once again, didn't happen. And I think I even read something that Undertaker wants to do it again.
Yeah, probably.
And
I mean, that was probably one of his most well-known gimmicks, too.
Exactly. He was amazing. He was literally the Undertaker, but he was a badass. He was just a big, bad mofo. What back onto this Kurt Angle thing. If you're going to base Kurt Angle on his last 2 years in the business, being in his 40s and being a recovered drug addict.
So was he? Okay, let's go back then. I won't even base it off the 40s thing.
Okay.
Was Kurt Angle good when he first showed up in WWE?
Yeah.
Or in TNA?
He's been good his whole entire life until the
last
2 years.
Which one was better,
though,
that you liked?
End run with WWE.
This past time?
No, I mean, like, before he went to TNA.
Okay, why?
I don't know. I didn't watch a lot of him in TNA. I've seen matches. Yeah, he was good. He's good all around. And I'm even going to go, he's one of the best technical wrestlers of all time, if not the greatest. He could put on the best match you've ever seen in your entire. He could fight Hornswoggle and make it one of the best matches you've seen that night. No. I mean, literally. I mean, he could sell. I don't know. I'm really biased. Kurt Angle is my favorite of all time.
Who would win? Who would win this? Because you like CM Punk too.
Yeah.
Okay. Who would win?
That's my favorite of all time.
CM Punk versus Kurt Angle. Who would win?
That's an unfair question because who are we dealing with? Are we dealing with WWE? I mean, like, who would win in a real fight or in a wrestling, like, in their prime?
In their prime.
I don't even know how to answer that.
Why?
Because how do you answer that? I mean, like...
If we were...
Okay. Depends on storyline. It depends on a lot of things. Who would I rather see win? Let's just say it's for the title at WrestleMania. Kurt Angle's got the title. Is CM Punk pulling a Daniel Bryan story? CM Punk. Is it roles or, you know, reversed? To where CM Punk's the title, you know, I don't know how to answer that. CM Punk was a better champion. CM Punk was, my opinion, the most. I liked watching him just be him.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I liked about CM Punk. You could watch him be him. She's here.
We're gonna have to get ready to cut this, guys.
That's fine. Cool. That's fine.
We're at an hour and five.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, cool. But anyway. You want to get us out of here?
Yep. Signing off. Don't forget tomorrow to tune in to RCCW Wrestling. That is $10 a ticket at the door. That is 7:15 bell time. You do not want to miss that. That again is at the National Guard Armory in Richmond, Indiana. And that time will be at 7:15 bell time. That is 1200 West Main Street, Richmond, Indiana. Again, you do not want to miss that tomorrow. That has the best wrestling in Rose City Championship Wrestling. That is the name. That is the brand. That is the wrestling that you do not want to miss. And that is the best wrestling around here that you'll ever see. Signing off from all of us.
Toodles. Bye. Bye-bye.
Really?
You do it to me.